Finita Ranch is finally, definitively dead after a California appellate court rejected developer HomeFed's appeal this week. This marks the fifth time courts have blocked this controversial 3008 home development since it was first proposed in 1999.
The court found that the city of Santee had improperly attempted to exceed its general plan limits after voters specifically passed Measure N to restrict such development. This wasn't a narrow technical ruling. The judges affirmed that local voters have the authority to limit density through the ballot box.
Environmental groups, particularly Preserve Wild Santee, have argued for years that this 2,600-acre hillside site is fundamentally unsafe for large-scale residential development. It's situated in an extreme fire hazard zone with limited evacuation routes, the exact scenario we've seen play out tragically in other California communities.
The appellate ruling is likely final unless the California Supreme Court agrees to hear the case, which is unlikely given the clear legal precedent around voter-approved general plan restrictions. After 27 years of legal battles, HomeFed has exhausted their viable appeals.
For Santee residents, this represents vindication of their 1999 vote on Measure N. They specifically chose to limit high-density development on this site, understanding the fire risks and infrastructure constraints. The courts have now affirmed that choice five separate times.
Moving to current Santee governance, the City Council is preparing for a final vote on automated license plate readers, a one-year pilot program for six cameras at key locations under an $18,000 contract with the San Diego County Sheriff's Office.
This ALPR debate has really divided the community, Marcus. Supporters, including the mayor and the local sheriff's captain, argue these cameras will help recover stolen vehicles and solve crimes more quickly. Critics worry about privacy implications and the potential for surveillance overreach.
The privacy concerns aren't theoretical. These systems capture and store license plate data on every vehicle that passes, creating detailed movement patterns for law-abiding citizens. The question is whether the crime-fighting benefits justify that level of data collection.
What's interesting is seeing this debate play out differently in Santee versus San Diego. The City Council ultimately kept LPR funding in their budget, while Santee residents remain split. The $18,000 pilot cost makes it a lower-risk experiment compared to larger permanent installations.
On a more positive note, the Santee School District secured a $215,000 grant to launch career technical education programs for 7th and 8th graders. The inaugural digital media elective starts this fall in collaboration with Grossmont Union High School District teachers.
That partnership is smart. It gives middle school students early exposure to career pathways while creating seamless transitions into the high school CTE programs. Future electives in health science, sports medicine, and information technology are planned for 2027 to 28.
The Santee Summer Concert Series launched successfully on June 11th, with the Pistol Blonde performing alongside a drone show at Town Center Community Park East. Thursday night concerts continue through August 13th. Incorporating patriotic activities tied to America's 250th anniversary.
These community events matter more than people sometimes realize. They create shared experiences that build social cohesion, support local businesses, and give families affordable entertainment options. The patriotic theme this year taps into the broader national anniversary celebrations.
But let's examine our confidence about ALPR effectiveness. We're assuming these cameras will meaningfully improve crime clearance rates. But what if we're wrong about that? What if the $18,000 pilot shows minimal impact on solving actual crimes while creating significant privacy concerns?
That's a fair challenge. The success metrics for ALPR systems often focus on data points captured rather than crimes actually solved. A system could generate thousands of plate reads without leading to a single arrest or recovered vehicle.
If we're wrong, we'd expect to see the pilot period expire without clear evidence of improved public safety outcomes. The signal to watch would be whether the Sheriff's Department can point to specific cases solved using Santee ALPR data, not just general statistics about system usage.
The counterfactual is that crime patterns in Santee might be too low volume for ALPR to make a statistical difference. Unlike high-crime urban areas where stolen vehicles frequently pass multiple cameras, East County's geography and crime patterns might not generate enough actionable hits to justify the program.